Good afternoon and welcome to Thompson Today on 1029 CHTM. I'm Navi Ball and today my guest is Jonathan Allward from the Canadian Federation of Independent Business, who's here to talk about Red Tape Awareness Week. So first off, Jonathan, what is red tape?
Well, it's really anything that slows down doing business, waste time for residents, waste time for nonprofits, and even within government. It's really when you have those important rules and regulations that everyone needs to follow, but they're not done in the most efficient way. Or maybe the rule that the government's telling you to comply with isn't even necessary. And it's a huge problem. If you look at Manitoba, we estimate the cost of complying with all types of regulations at the federal, provincial, and municipal governments at about $1.2 billion each year. And about a third of that, we estimate somewhere around $350 million each year, is spent on red tape. And that's one thing we've been working on hard here in Manitoba. We're making progress, but we have this annual Red Tape Awareness Week, last week of January every year, to make sure the governments are taking this issue serious as they should be.
And why is it important to have Red Tape Awareness Week?
If you look about a decade ago, this is going to be our 11th annual Red Tape Awareness Week. The landscape has completely changed. And I think in large part, it's because of that awareness that people need to understand how negatively impactful this red tape or these excessive regulations can be. It's kind of crazy because when we think about things the government does, you know, they charge us taxes. They keep a very, very detailed record of the taxes that they charge. They understand exactly how much they're going to be getting in every year from residents and businesses. But regulations cost businesses and residents too, and yet governments have never really had a measure of that or an understanding of what the cost is. You know, a business owner spends so much of their time just complying with government rules every day, and a lot of those are important, but it's also an extra impact on smaller businesses even. So every hour in the day we can give back to them by helping them fill out a form online or making sure there are 3 signatures on the form instead of 40 pages. Then we're going to give them time that they can spend growing their business, growing the economy, hiring more Manitobans, or spending it at home as well.
Now, I understand the CFIB does a red tape report card, so could you tell us more about that?
Yeah, that's a great question. We grade every province and we also grade the federal government. It's something that we do every year and it gets a lot of attention, I think as it should, because it also helps compare. And relative to other provinces, Manitoba's actually done very well. It hasn't always been the case, but they've taken red tape reduction very serious in the last few years. And they've set up something really that a lot of other provinces haven't done or even other states haven't done, and that they're very closely measuring every type of government rule and their tracking how many are being created, they're tracking how many they're helping reduce, and they're making this all very transparent to Manitobans. So if a new rule comes into a place, as you should be able to, you'll be able to have some input into whether that's going to be good or bad for your business, for your home, for your nonprofit organization. So the government can try and be as efficient as possible and save you time and money.
Now, the finalists for the CFIB's Golden Scissor Awards were announced recently, and the Manitoba government made the cut. I believe they won the award a couple years back as well, so could you tell us more about that?
They did, actually, 2 years ago, the Premier and the Minister of Finance at the time, it was Cameron Friesen, they were the recipients of our Golden Scissors Award, and a big part of that was this brand new rule called a 2-for-1 or a 1-for-1. For the first 4 years of that, Manitoba is going to be basically taking out 2 regulations for every new one that they create. And a big part of that, though, is making sure that you can actually track the number of rules that are coming in, that are going out. And what that means is it's going to be less tape at the end of the day for all Manitobans. And finally, we can start to get our head around when we're creating new rules that there is actually a cost of compliance to that, that we want to make it as easy as possible for people to comply with a new health and safety rule, for example. And I think that's one thing that's often lost is when you make it easier for someone to comply with something, if the language is clear, if it's reasonable, then more people are going to follow those really important rules that keep employees, customers, the environment safe. But all that said, Manitoba is actually being nominated again this year for the 2020 award for a total overhaul of the way they're really doing business. And they're trying to break down the barriers between different government departments working with other ones. But at the end of the day, they're trying to make this a constant thought process whenever they're creating new rules to think about not only the tax cost, not only the cost directly to taxpayers, the cost of time. And that's very important. It's really quite groundbreaking for Canada, and I'm very excited excited about that. There are also a lot of really practical things they're doing. I mean, I think probably everyone I've ever talked to has had a nightmare of a time trying to find government forms online, if they even are online. You know, you have to go through this maze of different government websites to try and get to maybe what you're supposed to be looking for. And the government of Manitoba actually compiled all that. There's now one single web page where you can go to find almost every single government form and print it yourself. Many of them now you can send in electronically, and that's a huge step. They're working on some other things like that, really common sense initiatives that are going to make it easier for all Manitobans.
Now, what else can we expect for Red Tape Awareness Week this year?
In terms of awards, we have our Good Behavior Award and our Golden Scissors, really trying to recognize governments that have done a good job. They don't always get a lot of credit, so sometimes it's very well deserved. We also have the Paperweight Award. There's no shortage of terrible red tape examples from across the country. So we do our red tape report card that really tries to grade provinces, and we actually have a couple of new components to that this year I'm pretty excited about. Not just looking at what each province is doing within, what Manitoba is doing within Manitoba, but what are we doing to reduce interprovincial trade barriers to make it easier to do business across Canada or easier to work across Canada. That's going to be coming out on Tuesday. Wednesday, we have something every year called the Red Tape Challenge, and I'm excited about the challenge this year. It's going to be challenging governments at every level to reduce red tape in a certain area, and I think it's going to be very exciting this year. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. We have try and recognize red tape to bring awareness in many different ways. Some years we do reports to try and get a handle on what the cost of red tape is. But that's really what the Awareness Week is all about, making sure people understand what red tape is, how important it is to reduce it, and making sure governments are taking action accordingly.
Now, seeing as how we're not only in a new year, but a new decade, and late last year we had not one, but two elections, the provincial election in September and the federal election in October, what's your prediction on what the state of red tape will look like, not just in this year, but in the coming years?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I would say, first off, as kind of a pre-election piece, CFIB puts out a list of the priorities. And not surprisingly, for the provincial election here, for the federal election, red tape is very high on that list of priorities. And we try and get the different party leaders running beyond the record. Here in Manitoba, for example, we got the leader of the Progressive Conservatives, obviously Premier Pallister, leader of the NDP, Bob Canoe, and leader of the Green Party, to all fill out our pre-election survey and find out where they stand on those important issues like red tape. And I think really from both parties, to a degree, the official opposition, the NDP, the Progressive Conservatives, both had several very good red tape initiatives. I think for the new government of Manitoba, it's going to be about really continuing a lot of the great work that they've already started, seeing that through and trying to find real reductions in red tape. We're encouraging them to really get back out and reach out to small businesses to figure out what are those irritants that are really holding up economic growth. But, you know, big picture, they've already reduced red tape over the last 3 to 4 years by over 8%, which is a very good start. There's a long way to go, though, and we hope they continue that. The federal government has a lot of good initiatives, too. The new government has committed to several different things, and they've actually been involving CFIB quite heavily in that process. Our kind of red tape expert, Laura Jones, is actually leading a very significant federal initiative. So we'll be right there to make sure they continue doing that and hold them accountable.
Now, before we wrap up here, was there anything else about Red Tape Awareness Week you wanted us to know about?
Well, if any of your listeners are interested in learning more about Red Tape Awareness Week or what red tape really is in a nutshell, you can visit cfib.ca/red tape and learn everything. You can find us on Facebook under the Canadian Federation of Independent Business and vote and stay in the loop of who the winners and what the worst examples are. But more than that, if you look at Manitoba, the government really does want to hear those red tape headaches. They can't cut it if they don't know it's a problem. So certainly everyone reach out to the Canadian Federation of Independent Business here in Winnipeg. Reach out to your local MLA or your government official and let them know what those barriers are that are wasting your time at home or wasting your time at work. And if they don't know them, then it's going to be hard to fix them. But hopefully they'll know that, make the steps that they need to. And if not, we're here to help push them on the way.
Well, thank you once again, Jonathan, for taking the time to talk with me today about Red Tape Awareness Week.
Well, thanks for having me.
All right, that was Jonathan Allward from the CFIB, who talked about Red Tape Awareness Week. National Red Tape Awareness Week runs from today until Friday. For this edition of Thompson Today on 1029 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.